This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jeff Struss. Coming up in a moment, Florida Pastors Gathering reveals how rumblings of revival are shaking America. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
In a time where many in the body of Christ are deeply concerned about the condition of our nation, about 70 pastors gathered on Friday in Lakeland, Florida for a meeting hosted by Believers Fellowship in partnership with All Pro Pastors International. Host Pastor Jonathan Freit told the group they had assembled to hear what God has to say and to do what God has called them to do. Cheon, senior pastor of Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena, California, an apostle of Harvest International Ministries, a network of over 20,000 churches and ministries, served as the keynote speaker. Pastors from around the state came together in solidarity, greeted by Lakeland Mayor Bill Mutz, who expressed his deep respect for the pastors gathered in the room. He also praised them for their dedicated work to make our communities and citizens better by serving them in their ministries, saying, quote, "The fabric of what makes our communities really count happens through your organizations," end quote. Mutz also went on to solicit pastors from the Lakeland area to reach out to his office, assuring them, "I have the privilege of serving with a very godly commission, and what a privilege it is." On wasted no time while speaking to the leaders in the room, immediately addressing the struggle in our nation with governmental policies implemented in the beginning days of the COVID-19 crisis and subsequent lockdown. Schools and restaurants are still closed in California, and there is no science behind this, On said, telling the group how much he was enjoying the simple privilege of having a meal at a restaurant during his stay in Florida. On rose to national prominence in the last year as his church launched a lawsuit against California Governor Gavin Newsom, who enacted a shutdown of churches, Bible studies, and prayer meetings, all under the guise of public health. That case spent months being bounced around from court to court. During that time, the state of California threatened him with a year's jail sentence for his refusal to stop holding services, as well as a $1,000 fine for every person who attended his church per week. The threats of imprisonment kept coming, On said, and the fines reached into the realms of millions of dollars. While his friends and family were concerned for his safety and well-being, the longtime pastor remained unmoved. He knew the case would be a breakthrough, not only for his church, but for every church in California. After months of legal battles, the Supreme Court decided to hear On's case and ruled in his favor 6-3. Quote, "Thank God for President Trump nominating and confirming three conservative judges," end quote, he exclaimed to a room full of applause. "I've been to over 100 nations worldwide, and I'm standing before you today to testify that even with all of our issues and all of our problems, America is still the best nation in the world by far." He went on to note that America is still the number one mission-sending and mission-giving nation in the world. In a sobering moment, this pastor, apostle, social warrior, and modern-day defender of the faith declared, "I'm tired of playing games and tired of playing church. We must get serious about seeing our nation changed." He then cast the vision for the pastors in the room, imploring them to realize the time is now for revival and societal transformation. On believes there is an apostolic mantle on the state of Florida and that God has chosen the state for such a time as this. He shared a strategy for revival and reformation, which included, one, starting a house of prayer in every church in California and in other states to pray for their state. Two, pastors must return to their first love for Jesus. Three, hold public revival meetings. Four, start a new small group movement. And five, solicit one person from every local church to run for office. After the presentation, a tangible sense of faith and excitement filled the room. Pastors stood to receive a fresh blessing from the Lord to go back and implement what was spoken of, many carrying a fresh energy and vision for the days ahead. On encouraged the pastors one last time by recalling a testimony he heard from evangelist Mario Murillo. Before Murillo hosts a crusade in a city, he invites local pastors to gather together to hear about plans for the city. Murillo typically has about 100 to 150 pastors attend such events. Not long ago, he put out an invitation for the first evangelistic crusade he conducted since the 2020 election took place. The response was overwhelming and unprecedented, with the first 100 pastors signing up, then 200. The 200 grew to 500 and kept rising until the ministry had to cap the event with 1,000 pastors registered together with hopes of a revival in their city. God only knows what will happen next. But all signs point to the fact that the rumblings of revival are beginning. Every church, pastor, and believer will have to decide how to participate in God's purposes in the earth at this time. Let us pray that God would indeed send a fresh revival to our land and that it does nothing but grow in intensity and spiritual fervor, that we might see a mighty awakening in our day. I'm Jeff Struss, Director of Content Development here at Charisma Media. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast. One daily news story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. And again, this is Jeff Struss. Thanks for listening.